Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, Thanksgiving, gratitude, and good success in the life and career of a leader. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. You are a leader, and this is your appointed time to flourish. First, remember to be thankful and grateful. Thankful with a grateful heart for the good success this far on your journey in life and career. A summit leader reminds me to do something you love now that you are retired from IBM. First, I thank God for blessing me to serve at IBM for over 49 years. I love to exhort and encourage you, my friends, with the principles and lessons I'm learning in my life and career journey. My first sales assignment was door-to-door selling the IBM Correcting Selectric 2 typewriter in a remote sales territory. I remember carrying one door-to-door on a hot summer day, dressed in an IBM suit and shoes, expecting to make a sale. Looking back, I hear, don't despise the days of small beginnings. It's a life and career principle. Vision is essential. Write your vision. Make it plain so the one who reads it may run. Write your vision, my friend. Be thankful and practice gratitude wherever you are. I recall the faithfulness of an ancient leader named Joseph. He was sold into slavery and unjustly imprisoned, but continued to believe in the vision for his life. He ultimately became second in command of the greatest nation on earth during his time. How could this happen? His faith and vision provided perspective. His circumstances were a training ground and character building for an important position in the future. In each situation, Joseph learned the importance of serving with an attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude. Wherever you are, whatever your situation is, my friend, no matter how small or undesirable, consider it part of your providential training program for serving. When Joseph's time came to stand in front of the most powerful leader of ancient times, he made sure he did not boast of his skills and reputation, but instead in his knowledge of God. He made sure he gave credit to God. His vision sustained him during the challenges. It has been said, without vision, people perish. Vision helps us keep our perspective when circumstances are uncomfortable and times are hard. Having a vision for our lives protects us from despair. Today, I'm speaking to you, my friend, not to despair or despise the days of small beginnings or seemingly long delays in fulfillment. There is a time for everything and season for every activity under the heavens. Welcome to the team. In its time, I will do this swiftly, is the quote beside the date written April 4th, 2013. Now, over 10 years later, by far the most fulfilling years of the 49, because of the seeds planted and the harvest reaped in the lives of leaders like you. Some seeds fell on good ground, fertile soil, and grew and flourished until they became and produced more than a hundredfold harvest, a bumper crop. And for these results, I give thanks with a grateful heart. My friends, we can be this kind of leader. Please practice giving thanks with a grateful heart. The best is yet to be. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.